Welcome back to the Dylan Jamelli podcast, everyone. I have an extremely special guest for you today that I am so excited to have here. I've been watching her for several months, but I had the pleasure of meeting her at the A4M recently, and she is an amazing woman, and we have a lot to discuss and talk to you about today. So she is the founder of Energy Bits, which I just was able to get from her, and I'm looking forward to. And she's also just became a doctor in September. And this, my friends, is Catherine Arnston. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Dylan. So great to meet you at the Longevity Summit for A4M in Vegas a couple of weeks ago and be here now. So I'm excited to always share my knowledge of algae. I've been researching it in the science for over 15 years. And I'm actually self-taught on the science. So about 3 years ago, I thought, well, maybe I should try to get some credentials to back up my knowledge. And as you mentioned, I graduated in September with my PhD, which is I'm very proud of. And anyone who is listening, I also want to point out that I got it, I'm almost 69, and so not far away from 70. So this is proof that if you look after your brain and your health and you have enthusiasm for life, and lucky me, I found my path, your body and your brain will never stop, but you do have to look after them. We've got some great tips for you. Of course, taking algae is my number one tip, and we'll explain why today. I don't think that I could have done it without algae, and so I want everybody else to feel as great. I have an expression that says, it's never too late to feel great.
I love it. Well, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because so my wife brought spirulina up to me when I first met her, and it was like 2012 when she first kind of started talking to me about it, but I haven't known enough about it because I've been more in like the supplement world. And while I do, you know, natural things, this is something that, especially recently since I've been watching you, that I've learned so much about. And I want your knowledge base to spread this wealth of information to others, because when we have things like this, they can do so much that people really don't know enough about, because it's not mainstream enough. You and I both know that. Yeah. I want to help make it mainstream, and there's nobody better that I could pick out to help me do that than you. So I just, first of all, thank you for putting so much time and energy into actually helping people.
Yes.
And bringing this to light. So I want to let everybody hear your story first, because, you know, it's why spirulina, why chlorella, why algae?
Yeah, so right.
Tell us your story.
Little off the beaten trail. Well, I tell people I didn't pick algae, it picked me. And I couldn't imagine life without it, quite honestly. And that's why I'm so eager to help other people use it and learn about it. So I actually wrote a little book recently. It's a booklet actually called The Algae Love Story, because my journey to discover algae and where I am now is definitely a love story. So we all love stories, right? So it all started, I'm actually Canadian. I've lived in Boston for 35 years, although I am transitioning to Miami, where there's a lot of wellness practitioners. Anyways, it all started with my love for my sister. I have two sisters. My younger sister, 15 years ago, developed breast cancer. She's fine. I want everyone to know that. But as she was preparing for her chemotherapy, her oncologist, which is a cancer specialist, advised her to change her diet to an alkaline diet. They didn't tell her why or what it was. So my sister called me. I have an MBA. I was doing international business, nothing to do with nutrition, but I'm a good researcher and I love my sister. So I said, I have no idea what this alkaline diet thing is, but I'll find out. And I did. And it turned out to be mostly a plant-based diet for two reasons. One is the plants have phytonutrients and chlorophyll, which have been proven to build your immune system. And a chemotherapy does cause havoc to your immune system. So I'm sure my sister's oncologist wanted her to have the strongest immune system possible. Number two, turns out that there was a German scientist by the name of Otto Warburg, who won a Nobel Prize back in the 40s for discovering that cancer cannot exist in cells that are alkaline. And the range of alkalinity, we can get into this later in more detail, the range goes from 0 to 14. So your cells should be 7.1 to be slightly alkaline. An alkaline diet is a plant-based diet, and the alkalinity would prevent the more cancer from taking hold in other cells. So those were the two reasons I assume her oncologist wanted her to have an alkaline diet. I did some research for her, found foods to eat, what not to eat. She did go through chemo, completely healed. And afterwards, I started reading more about plant-based nutrition, was stunned by the science I had found, because I'd been always in business, not in science. And
right.
So I thought, somebody needs to tell the world about this stuff. So I'm very passionate. I gave up my 25-year corporate career, back to school, studied nutrition, taught nutrition, plant-based nutrition. But this is what led me to algae, because as I was trying to encourage people to eat more vegetables and plants, I learned that, oh, it was too hard for them. It took too much work, or they gave them gas, or the kids wouldn't eat them, or their husbands wouldn't eat them, and they went bad quickly. A thousand excuses or reasons, not excuses. And I'm sure your listeners will feel the same way. So I thought, okay, I know what this nutrition does, this green nutrition. If I can't get people to eat more vegetables, I have to find a way to get the nutrition into them quickly, effortlessly. And so back to my research I'd done. And when I got to algae, that's when the miracle happened. Because first of all, it's the most alkaline food in the world. That box was checked. It was the most, it's been documented as being the most nutrient dense food in the world. We have a quote from NASA that says, 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of vegetables, 1 to 1,000. That's pretty big. The United Nations has endorsed spirulina algae since 1974, which is 50 years ago, as the answer to world hunger, because it has the highest protein in the world, not just protein, but bioavailable protein, and it's a sustainable crop. It's been used safely in Asia for 50 years, where they grow it as an agricultural crop. It's a multi-billion dollar agricultural crop there. It's been studied for over 100 years. The benefits we're going to talk about today are documented in almost 100,000 scientific papers, none of which has been shared outside of Asia. So,
really?
And the best part I saved to the last is that because it turns out that in Asia, they grow in fresh water. We're going to talk about that in a minute, not the ocean, and press it into little tablets like I'm showing you now. They're about the size of a baby aspirin. And each one of these tablets has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables. So while I'm talking to you right now, I just had a plate of vegetables.
Wow.
How easy is that? So now you, your listeners, their family, their kids, their pets, they can have all of the nutrition that they need, plant-based protein, chlorophyll, 40 vitamins and minerals from one tablet. One tablet has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables. Now, there's no reason for someone to not get the nutrition that they need effortlessly. Alkaline, plant-based, high protein, 40 vitamins and minerals effortlessly. If you can swallow water, and we recommend 10 tablets of spirulina in the morning. We'll talk about why in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 chlorella in the evening, or for medicinal purposes, maybe 30 of each. But if you even took 10 tablets of spirulina, and we'll talk about how we sell them, that works up to $1 a day. We have a discount code for you. So $1 a day to give you all the nourishment you need will replace most of your other supplements. It will replace a lot of food, and it's effortless. I chew mine. I'm chewing it now. But most people do swallow it. But
yeah,
it's food. It's not a supplement. When we grow it, we'll talk about algae in a minute, but algae is everywhere. It's in the oceans, the lakes, and rivers and streams. But we grow it hydroponically, which means in water, fresh
mm-hmm.
water.
Right.
And then we Taiwan. So algae tablets are not a supplement. They're a food. They're a whole food. And we call them bits because they're bits of food.
I love it. All right. Sweet. So now that we kind of know why and what it is, let's get into some of the science behind it, really, because I've seen you talk about the differences between micro and macro algae. And I don't think, you know, I already know that people don't have any idea really just about it in general. But let's get into the real
sure.
the real details here about the differences so we can understand what those are and kind of what separates them into two categories.
Yeah. So algae is its own food category, first of all. Similar to, I think mushrooms are their own food category. And within this category called algae, there's two main subcategories, macroalgae and microalgae. Macroalgae refers to that stringy stuff that you see washing up on shore, also known as seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called seaweed because it's only in the sea. And it's still good for you because it contains iodine because it's from the sea,
mm-hmm.
and it contains fiber, but it has virtually zero nutrition. Years ago, I used to buy these big bags of kelp noodles,
yep.
and the whole bag would be maybe 5 calories because there's just fiber and nothing else. So macroalgae, stringy, only a few strains, you know, maybe 5 or 10, comes from the ocean, zero nutrition, literally, but high fiber. Microalgae, which is what we're talking about today mostly, is completely opposite. First of all, it's everywhere, not just the sea. It's in the rivers, the lakes, the streams, your aquarium, your swimming pool, and it's also grown, as I mentioned, hydroponically in fresh water. and it's in the soils as well. And there are tens of thousands of strains of microalgae compared to just a few of macroalgae. The main difference between micro and macro, though, is microalgae is called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. You cannot see this with your eye. You can get something like a million microalgae on the head of a pin. That's how tiny they are.
Okay.
And that's why when you consolidate them into these tablets, there's so much nutrition. So they have a thousand times more nutrition than anything else. So high nutrition and either no fiber or virtually no fiber. Spirulina is technically a bacteria. It has zero fiber in it. So microalgae, zero fiber or no fiber or little fiber, very high in nutrition. And that there's multiple thousands of strains. The two that most people know about are spirulina and chlorella.
Mm-hmm.
Spirulina is just one of many blue-green algae. And chlorella is one of many green algae. Spirulina is the one I'm holding here that's a darker color, and that's because it has two pigments in it, a blue one called phycocyanin and the green one chlorophyll that most people know about, and chlorella is a green algae. Now, I want to point out that many times you'll read on the internet that, or you'll see that a blue-green algae closed your favorite beach. We're not talking about spirulina. It's just another strain of blue-green algae.
Right.
By the way, poor algae gets the bum rap because it shows up when there's toxins and bacteria because it absorbs them and kills them. Algae is the cleanup crew.
Right.
So you couldn't see the toxins or the bacteria, but you can see the algae. So you blame the algae. But it's actually there to protect you and the environment. And it does the same thing in your body. It's the cleanup crew. So just imagine a Taylor Swift concert. Algae is the cleanup crew that goes in and gets rid of all the stuff that's lying there. So it has nothing to do. Spirulina is nothing to do with the algae blooms that you see showing up. But spirulina and chlorella are the two that are grown all around the world. Well, in Asia, primarily. 99% of algae is grown in Asia. That's China, India, Taiwan, Korea. And the reason why you don't know about it out here in North America is that it's not grown here. And there's no incentive for anybody to tell you about it. It's sort of like the French keep the best wine to themselves. In Asia, 99% of algae is grown there and 99% of it is consumed there. My plan is to grow it here in America, probably in Florida, because growing algae as an agricultural crop is not like growing broccoli or carrots. It's more like making wine. It's affected by the angle of the sun. And so Taiwan, for what, you know, wherever it's located, that it seems to have the best algae for the, in terms of the nutritional component. And then, and we'll get into this in greater detail about how you process it and that what makes us different and our algae different and better, because it is a premium product. But it's the process. We don't use high heat to dry our algae, which is very, very, very important. The most important thing, because high heat kills enzymes and deactivates critical nutrients, and all the lower priced algae that you could buy from Costco or Trader Joe's, or I call it now Trader Jokes. They're
good.
Grown in China or India, and to cut corners to get to market quickly, they use high heat, but it deactivates so many of the powerful nutrients found in algae. And I tell people, hey, you wouldn't buy a good-looking car if it didn't have an engine in it, right?
Right.
Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Same with algae. Just because you're getting a better price doesn't mean it's going to give you the best value. I know for sure it won't give you the best value. So, and we can get into that in greater detail. But the fact that it's been around, used for thousands of years, documented in 100,000 scientific papers, and is very well known in Asia, but not here because it's not grown here, I'm here to tell you that algae isn't new. It's just new to you. You know, a few years ago, you may not have known about bone broth or
right.
chia seed or quinoa or collagen powder until somebody in North America went down the path to educate you. And now it's everywhere. So
right.
that's more or less what I'm doing. And I've been doing it for almost 15 years. So I'm deep into this. I know a lot. I don't think there's anybody else educating North Americans about the nutritional value and importance, particularly now at this juncture in our lives where there's so many chronic diseases. We're in a nutrition crisis. We're in a health crisis. We're in an agricultural crisis. And I know it sounds funny, but algae will address all of those, and it does it effortlessly with food.
I totally get it. When I started everything I was doing, I was like way ahead of the game on peptides and SARMs, and that's what I was known for. And that's why you're known for being like the spirulina chlorella, and it will catch on, and then everybody will try to do it, but nobody will be able to replicate, you know, the way that you're doing it because you take so much care. Now, I have several questions, but my first one is, when you were talking about the high heat and the drying of things, now, are they doing that to speed up the process to get it produced? Is that why they're doing that?
Okay. Yes, because when you're lower, whatever, if you have something that's lower priced, you just have to sell more to make money. And I'm unusual. Well, a couple of things. First of all, I wasn't planning on building a company. I just wanted to help my sister heal. And then when I learned a certain amount about what this plant-based diet did, even before I got to algae in a big way, I thought, you know, I felt responsible that I'd learned something. And for me, I've always been like this. I like to share what I know or what I have. So as I started sharing more, and then I discovered algae as the foundation for all of the things that we needed nutritionally and for our health, I just kept going. And in the early days, like, I was by myself for 5 years, and it took me that long because, just like what you're going to learn today, I thought, this is crazy that this algae can do this. It helps with your brain. It helps with your heart. It helps with your skin. It helps with your hormones. It helps with your digestion. It helps with your sleep. It's like having Einstein on your hands. It's like, you do that too? And I didn't believe it. I thought, this can't be possible. How can something so amazing not be known? And it's not known because it's not grown here. And there was no incentive for anybody to teach you this, because the scientists know this, all the stuff I'm telling you. The agriculturalists who grow algae know all this. But the reality is, scientists like to talk to other scientists.
Right.
They have jargon. Right. They actually don't know how to speak to consumers. And when I first, remember, I didn't come from a science background. And I told the universe when I started this, you know, find somebody else. You know, I don't, find somebody with a science background. I don't know any science. But the universe knew I would teach myself the science. And so it turns out I am the perfect person because I am a good communicator. I have taught myself the science. I've got the PhD. So I take great joy in taking complex scientific information, particularly related to algae and how it helps with your mitochondria health and all the other things, and helping you, the listener, the consumer or practitioner, understand it. Because if you can't understand it, you won't believe it.
Right.
And so there's no smoke and mirrors here. There's just, I've read probably 3,000 PubMed articles at this point, which is, and there's 100,000 out there about algae, but it's a pretty vast knowledge that I've accumulated over the years. And you don't have to spend your nights on PubMed like I did for 15 years. I did the heavy lifting. I want you to understand this information so that you can put it to work. No point in knowing something if you can't put it to work. So we have a solution here that's going to help with our health, our energy, our beauty, our digestion, our families, our pets, and it's food, but it needed to be explained and it needs to be grown carefully to preserve all the nutrients so they can do the best work for you.
See, and that's what I love about people like you that are harder to come by, because there's a real passion behind what you're doing and you can sense it. There's no hesitation with what you say. There's no fumbling around your words. There's no like mixing things around. It's like straightforward. You can hear it in your voice. And I can tell, and I love that, because I can read people so quick from sales so long. So I know immediately. And that was another one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk to you. I have another question about the growth process, because you were talking about growing it hydroponically and then kind of the climate that it needed to be in. I'm assuming, but I just want to know, is this something that could be done with artificial light, or does it have to be sunlight?
It's a great question. And absolutely, for the world, to feed the world, that's the direction it'll have to go into. So I am planning to sort of buy some land in Florida next year, I hope, and we will grow what's called the outdoor pond. They're called ponds. They're so shallow. This is, again, the picture of the spirulina and the chlorella farm. However, I'm also in conversation with a number of companies. One's in Iceland, one's in Spain, one's in Austria, of all places. And these three companies, and there are others around the world, have developed technologies to grow spirulina and chlorella underground, well, actually in glass tubes using LED lights. And the great thing about this, I'm a purist, so I like to grow it outdoors, but you get about 90% of the same value on growing it indoors. But so the company in Iceland, they've been doing it for, I think, 4 or 5 years. They grow it in underground, 5 floors underground with LED lights, and they're doing it mostly for the omega-3.
Okay.
And then they pull out, they extract the protein and they're donating that to Africa. So that's one example. There's another company in Austria, of all places. They grow theirs again in glass tubes, but instead of horizontal ones, they have them vertical. And instead of underground, they're inside glass enclosures. And they are growing spirulina and chlorella primarily as an ingredient to use in other foods, because this is how they also use it in Asia. Yes, you can get the tablets. Yes, you can get powder. But it's also, you know, we put chia seeds in everything right now.
Yeah.
Well, they put in Asia, they put in lots of countries in Europe, they put spirulina and chlorella as an ingredient in everything from pasta to snacks, because it gives you all that extra protein and nourishment. And then there's another company I'm talking to in Spain that does the same thing. They grow theirs underground. So we'll partner with one of them and we'll have two types of farms going, one with the LED light, either underground or above ground, and one with the outdoor ponds. And I want to do it both ways to maintain the high quality, to make sure that the glass tube one will be equal to the value or as close as we can get as the one growing outdoors. But when you grow it in these glass tubes, there's no environmental anything. You can control the medium a much, much better. And this way you could grow it, like, you know, who would have thought you could grow algae in Iceland? So clearly this would be, you could grow this in Saudi Arabia. You could grow it anywhere. It is a massive investment, however. I mean,
right,
these things take $5 or $10 million to build out, and you have to know what you're doing. So we'd be partnering with one of these companies. But then I would have the model for rolling it out around the entire world.
Right.
Because we need better food. We know in America our soils are so damaged from overcropping. There's no nutrients left in the soil. Even if you are eating plants, you're only getting fiber in calories, you're not getting nutrition. And it's worse in the rest of the world. I mean, they give them rice. And when you see children with those distended stomachs, that's indicative of a protein shortage. So my bigger picture plan, and you know, like I said, I only started wanting to help my sister, and then I thought I could help more people. And I'm building a company so that I have the independence, financial independence, so that we can do other great things in the world, start a foundation, and then do things like this and teach the rest of the world how to feed themselves with proper high protein food. Algae is going to be the agricultural crop of the future. And it's already recognized that way in many countries, but not here because nobody knows about it yet.
Right. 100%. Okay. So this is more related because I have such a high fitness audience. And so this question is kind of more geared towards the bodybuilders and the fitness people that could potentially be looking at this because of the protein that we're talking about. So it's a two-part question. Does spirulina and chlorella and all algae have the protein in it, or is it just spirulina? And then let's just say we're talking like a serving of spirulina to 10 tablets. How much protein are we looking at there? And would that be good for muscle recovery and muscle building? And are we talking protein like grams of protein in meat, or how are we supposed to understand and comprehend, since you're saying it's real food and everything, is it similar to that, or is it different, type of protein?
Great question. Multiple questions. So athletes, listen up. You definitely want to be taking spirulina and chlorella. First, to answer your quick question, all algae does have protein in it. Spirulina is known for having the highest. So ours is 64% protein by weight. Chlorella has 60% protein.
Wow.
But I always encourage, if you're looking for protein, I encourage especially athletes to focus on the spirulina for a couple of reasons. Spirulina is not even a plant. It is a bacteria. And the reason why it's important for everyone, but particularly athletes, to know is because there is no cellulose wall for your body to break down to get access to the protein or any of the other 40 vitamins and minerals. So it's absorbed instantly. When I first started the company, you know, almost 14 years ago, I only had young interns working for me.
Right.
And most of them were runners, and they started using the spirulina for running and found out that it gave them focus and energy and endurance. So they started blogging about it. So then marathon runners started using it, and it did exactly that. And here's the thing, especially for runners, it doesn't upset your stomach. Anything that's carb and sugar based, you'll get stomach pain, you'll have gas. And this is particularly for, we got into the triathlete community because they are out there for a long time. So lots of them were pooping in their pants because of the stomach distress they were getting from all those gels and bars and drinks and stuff. never happens with spirulina or chlorella because A, there's zero carbs, zero sugar, zero caffeine. It's the spirulina is absorbed instantly, gets into your bloodstream almost instantly if you chew it, in minutes if you swallow it. So, and we'll talk about the benefits of spirulina with for the focus and the endurance. And in fact, it's then, and then after the triathlete community, then we got picked up by all the Olympic athletes, Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics. We had so many Olympic teams using our products. I sent two of my team over to the Winter Olympics in Russia, in Sochi, when you know, many years ago. And we had invitations. We were in the winter, the U.S. Olympic Village, the Canadian Olympic Village. So athletes have been using spirulina and chlorella, and I'll tell you what chlorella does in a minute, for athletes for centuries. In China, you can't be on the team if you don't take spirulina. It is incredible. It is the best pre-workout, and chlorella, I'll tell you now, is great as a post-workout because it pulls out all toxins, including lactic acid. So your recovery is much faster. So anyways, that's sort of the backdrop of why athletes should be using this. Mm-hmm. Now, on the protein question, when you eat animal protein, and I do, I'm not a vegan. I just select my protein very carefully, right. Grass-fed beef and organic free-range eggs. But animal protein is all bound up and your body can't absorb it that way. And so it has to break it down into amino acids before it can be absorbed. And animal protein can take up to 3 days for that to occur. Then you have what's called peptides, which collagen is an example of that. They're clusters of aminos. So they get absorbed a little faster. But algae, the aminos are already in individual aminos. So again, nothing for your body to break down, whether it's spirulina or chlorella, but spirulina gets absorbed faster because there is no cellulose wall to slow it down. So,
right.
So very bioavailable protein. Now, in terms of, and by the way, it has 18 of the 20 aminos, including the 9 your body can't make. So it is a complete protein. By the way, if there's any carnivores listening, there's no lectins or oxalates. A lot of people go carnivore because they've had autoimmune issues, and a lot of it may have come from eating kale and spinach, which are very high in lectins and oxalates. Zero in algae because it came from the ocean, is not a land plant. So very bioavailable, all of the aminos that you need to build and restore muscle. By the way, a protein is needed for everything, even in the DNA. There's this, what's called folded proteins. It's necessary for everything. Athletes, you also want protein. We know you want high protein, but you may not be aware that when we talk about mitochondria, the fourth highest concentration of mitochondria is in your muscles. And you're going to find out that spirulina has nutrients in it that protect your mitochondria. So not only is the protein important for building your muscle, the spirulina and other nutrients like this antioxidant called superoxidismutase is important to protect your mitochondria that are in the fourth highest concentration in your muscles. So it will prolong your career as an athlete, whether you're a professional or not, or unprofessional. So a bioavailable instant access for the protein. Now, in terms of how you measure the protein, I'll give you a little bit more backstory.
Yeah.
Generally, a fist amount of chicken, let's say, is about 50 grams of protein. So, which is a nice portion.
Yeah. 8 ounces.
Your body needs factors and cofactors to break down the protein so it can absorb the aminos. And most of us do not have all of the all those factors and cofactors. And maybe athletes are a little different, but mm-hmm. your average person doesn't. And it may take 3 days to get through all that process. So very often, 50 grams of protein only turns into 5 grams of aminos because sometimes you only absorb 10% mm-hmm. as aminos because it's a very inefficient manner in which it's absorbed. So, but 30 tablets of spirulina, which is what we sell, well, spirulina and chlorella, 30 tablets have 5 grams of protein and 5 grams of aminos because you absorb all of it instantly. It's bioavailable. So having 5 grams of protein, which is 30 tablets, is similar to having 30 grams of animal protein. Okay. And most people, in terms of quantity, your average person who just wants to fill nutritional gaps, and we'll talk about the different algae, the spirulina and the chlorella, because they do completely different things. But I call spirulina and it's an energizing algae. We'll get into that in a minute. I call it your nutritional insurance because it has everything that your body needs, high protein, 40 vitamins and minerals. And then we'll talk about chlorella, which is a a wellness algae, detoxing wellness algae, and I call it your health insurance. So spirulina is your nutritional insurance. Chlorella is your health insurance. But so if you just want sort of to plug nutritional holes, because let's face it, we're not getting the nutrition that we need, and I'll explain what happens when that occurs. 10 tablets a day would be sufficient, and then 10 chlorella would give you the chlorophyll and build your immune system. But for athletes, for performance, and for therapeutic purposes, 30 tablets is really a better number, particularly if you're competitive and you want to, if you're doing races, if you're a MMA fighter or wrestler. We also know that you have to meet certain weight categories, and there's 1 calorie per tablet. So you get all that protein, 1 calorie, very efficient nutrition. And what I tell people is, even though you're getting energy from spirulina, it is not a stimulant. Stimulants are like caffeine, chemicals, or sugar, and you get a burst. It's like putting paper on a fire. You get a burst, and then you have a crash.
Right.
Not with spirulina. It's like putting a log on the fire. You get steady energy. And the irony is, if you took 10 tablets or 30 and you're just lounging around on your sofa, you might not really even notice it. Well, you will notice that you're more alert and that you're not hungry. But you won't make, there's no drama with spirulina.
Right.
None. There's no drama with algae ever. It's sort of like me. I'm a no drama person. So, because what happens is this improves, and we'll talk about this in a minute, the ability of your mitochondria to produce ATP, which is cellular energy.
Right.
And you can't store ATP, just like your body can't store a vitamin C. You can't store ATP. So whatever you are making in the moment of that cellular energy, it's utilized in the moment, whatever you're doing. So if you're driving a car and you just had 30 spirulina, you're going to have more focus, or if you're writing an exam. If you're an athlete and you take the 30, and we generally suggest give it 10, 15 minutes so it can get fully absorbed, blah, blah, blah. You're going to run further. You're going to run faster, or you're going to lift more, or you're going to lift longer, and you won't even notice it because it's working at the cellular level. And it's not a stimulant. You could take this even before bed if you wanted, although generally you want energy and focus and your hunger in the morning, afternoon, or at lunch, or before a workout. So it's cellular energy. It's not a stimulant. And it works at the cellular level to be generating more efficient ATP for you. And it gets deployed in the moment at whatever it is that you're doing. So we've had marathon runners, we've had long distance runners. There's a group of people that run like 24 hours or 48 hours. And all they do is they do their races with spirulina and water, and that's all they use. It's unbelievable.
I literally am a 90 to 100 minute a day cardio person. So I'm going to start testing that out myself, because I have never really used any sort of quality spirulina, I'm sure, that I've used in the past. Why is it that a lot of the ones that you buy have to be refrigerated, and do yours have to be refrigerated?
No, they don't. Ours do not have to be refrigerated. I'm not aware of brands that say they have to be refrigerated. I think the only benefit to refrigeration, I will say, is that if you chew them like I do,
yeah,
you get green tongues, it will maybe improve the flavor. The more important thing to do is keep them out of sunlight, because the light will pull the chlorophyll out. And then you're missing, it won't deteriorate the quality of the remaining nutrients, and your protein is still there, but it will pull out the chlorophyll, and you might as well get the biggest bang for your buck. And chlorophyll, we'll talk about chlorophyll in a minute. It's very important for your health, build your blood. Like I say, I won't spoil the future, and there's an interesting Bible passage where they talk about, the Jesus feeding the masses with manna from heaven. And they now think he was giving them algae, because when the algae by the ocean, you could scrape it off. It's white because the light has pulled the chlorophyll out, but protein, the polysaccharides, and all the new are still there. And so you could live on that forever, because in fact, I'm the one that found out that the nutrient profile, especially the amino acid profile of spirulina in particular, is virtually identical to mother's breast milk. Same aminos, same proportions. And we all know that mother's breast milk is considered the perfect food.
Right.
Because spirulina was the first life, cyanobacteria was the first life on earth, not just the first plant, first life. And it was gifted to us by Mother Nature. I call spirulina Mother Nature's breast food because it's virtually identical. Same profile. In fact, one of the key nutrients in mother's breast milk is a omega-6 called GLA, which stands for gamma-linolenic acid. Now, we all know that most omega-6s are bad for us, and they are, particularly if they're heated. And you know, the worst offender is canola oil.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The heat causes these seed oils to become even more inflammatory.
Right.
And so because we do not use high heat on our algae, and spirulina is second only to mother's breast milk with this GLA, which is an omega-6. Because we don't use high heat, that omega-6, like in mother's breast milk, behaves like an omega-3. So it is non-inflammatory. So there's all sorts of reasons why you want to step up and buy a higher quality product for spirulina. Again, it's like if you buy a beautiful car that doesn't have an engine, what's the point? You're going to miss out on all these nutrients. We haven't even talked about, you know, the mitochondria health yet. And there's two really critical nutrients in spirulina not found in any other food. One of them is actually in chlorella, but that are deactivated by high heat. So your options are raw spirulina that you have to eat because it's raw, or a company like ours, where our algae tablets are raw, but if you swallow them, there's zero flavor, no repeat. It's not like fish oil, never repeats, no stomach distress, safe for every age, from newborns to children to teenagers, grandparents, and your pet.
Amazing. Sweet. So you mentioned the essential amino acids. Now, because there's so many EAA powders that have so many negative things in them, whether it's the blue, red coloring or the sucralose or things like that, is this potentially, can you just replace that then with something like this?
Well, totally. Spirulina, I'm so sorry, you know, I don't like to bash other companies, but
no,
this whole green powder thing is a little crazy. First of all, companies are pounding their chest boasting about how many nutrients or ingredients they have in there. Well, let me tell you, if there's 85 nutrients, you can be darn sure there's very, very little of any one of them in there, number one. We have one ingredient. It's just spirulina or chlorella. We have a blended tablet, but one ingredient. Number two, powders must use high heat to blend their mix. It just is what it is. So you're getting a teeny amount of nutrients and they're being deactivated by high heat. Well, yeah. So that pretty much is not why you would be taking the powder. They're messy. You can't avoid the flavor. There's often hidden ingredients in there.
There has to be.
That they don't have to put on the label. So you're never really sure what you're getting. It's just a dog's breakfast. I wouldn't go anywhere near a powder, quite honestly. And for ours, the tablets, you can grind them up in a coffee grinder and put them in your smoothie and turn them into powder. As a small company, I had to make a choice between tablets or powder, and I went with tablets because they're so much easier to travel with. You can swallow them, so you don't take any, there's no flavor. Kids actually love to chew them because it turns their tongues green and they think it's pretty funny. Your pets will absolutely adore you if you give them to them as treats. So I'm not a big fan of greens powders, I'm sorry, but I'll pound my chest. We have one ingredient, that's it. Nothing added, nothing subtracted. And by the way, we don't even sell them through chain retail stores. We only sell them on our own website, energybits.com, or through clinics, biohacking clinics, longevity clinics, practitioners, because our algae is medical grade food. And we do third-party lab tests here in the United States to document that the nutrients are what we say they are. Because also, you can go on, there's lots of companies that say what the nutrients are, and then they get tested and they're nowhere near what they say on the label. Our lab tests prove that what we say is in there is actually in there. We don't add anything, by the way. It's just the way we grow it, so everything's preserved. And the doctors, they need to be sure that it's toxin-free and has what we say it has. So when they recommend it to their patients, they know it's a safe.
What is the actual, because you always see two algaes in every little green section there is. It's spirulina chlorella, which is exactly what you have. What's the difference between the two? Why do you need them both? And is one more important than the other?
Great questions. So they are completely different, and I'll explain why and when to take them. And if you had to choose, I usually defer to spirulina, and I'll tell you why. So spirulina, as I mentioned, is a energizing algae. You get the energy in a couple of ways. It has the highest protein complete protein with all those aminos, very high in B vitamins.
Okay.
B vitamins convert the aminos into glucose, into energy. So there's that one impact. Also, because of the profile of spirulina, it improves the quality of ATP and the amount of ATP being generated, which is cellular energy, and it improves and protects your mitochondria, which gives you long-term cellular energy. So it's very energizing, satisfies your hunger. It satisfies your hunger because of the high protein, but also high essential fatty acids. It's not a huge amount of omega-3, but then it has that GLA and has other critical nutrients. So it's very satisfying. If anyone's taking a GLP-1, you really should be taking spirulina.
Yes, yes.
Because you'll lose muscle mass. If you're an athlete, you really should be taking this anyways for lots of other reasons. So this is, and because your brain, because this has such an impact on your mitochondria health, and because your brain has the highest amount of mitochondria in your entire body, there's 2 million mitochondria per cell in your brain. This is brain food. Absolutely slam dunk. And we've done clinical trials that prove it. And there's the reason why is the nutrients, the superoxidismutase that protects your mitochondria from free radical damage. The blue phycocyanin preserves and protects your telomeres. The high essential fatty acids protect your brain. Your brain's high in fat. There's a load of things why this protects your brain and restores it very, very quickly, whether it's Alzheimer's, mood disorders, doesn't matter. There's a great book by the name of Dr. Chris Palmer. He's a psychiatrist and a professor at the medical school at Harvard. And he wrote a book 2 years ago called Brain Health. You can get it on Amazon. I really recommend it. It's written for the consumer. And he talks about how all brain disorders, doesn't matter what it is, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, all are due to damaged mitochondria. And because spirulina is known to heal and protect the mitochondria, this is your first step to restoring brain health, preventing dementia or any other kind of issues. Also in concussions for athletes. So if there's anybody involved with contact sports, you need to be taking this every single day. So that's what spirulina is, nourishing. By the way, we know that fatty fish are known as brain food as well. And a lot of it's because of the omega-3. And I tell people, well, where do you think the fish get the omega-3 from?
Exactly.
They get it from algae. Right?
Right.
So save yourself, save the fish. By the way, fish oil is usually rancid by the time you get it, which makes it inflammatory, yeah. And you're hopefully taking it for anti-inflammatory purposes. This never goes rancid. By the way, this will ours has an expiry date of 3 years. What vegetable or fish oil or any supplement for that matter will last 3 years? And I forgot to mention, when you're taking spirulina, at least 10, preferably 30 or as close to 30 as you can get, you don't need a multivitamin, a CoQ10. A collagen powder, biotin. You can eliminate many of your multivitamins and minerals. It has magnesium, potassium, small amount of sodium. So it has all the electrolytes. So it's a complete package. And supplements, by the way, I tell people, you know, take individual supplements. It's like listening to a bunch of individual soloists and they're playing different songs. So they don't sound very good together. Algae is the orchestra. It's all the nutrients, all the factors, all the cofactors. Everything is harmonized and synergized to give you 1 + 1 gives you 10. It just works. So you don't have to think about, should I take it with something? Certain supplements you need to take or avoid certain foods. Never happens with algae. It's just the harmony, the symphony of nutrients crafted by Mother Nature. I can't take credit for algae. Mother Nature is who created it for us. I can take credit for growing it safely for you in ways that preserve the nutrients, but the nutrients came from Mother Nature. So that's spirulina. We call it energy bits because it's very energizing at the cellular level and in the moment. So that's the most important thing to understand.
Got it.
Chlorella is a green algae, so it only has the one pigment. This blue pigment, by the way, is called phycocyanin. I'll talk about that later because it has some very important abilities, which is to kill cancer cells. And I'm going to spell it for you so you can Google and see that I'm telling you the truth. Phycocyanin, the blue pigment in spirulina, is phycocyanin. I'll get back to that later. But chlorella has one pigment, the one that you know, which is called chlorophyll. And it has the highest chlorophyll in the world, 500 times more than arugula and 25 times more than chlorophyll water. Now, a lot of people are taking chlorophyll water, and I think that's terrific. But I tell people, why would you take chlorophyll water when you can get more chlorophyll from chlorella. Plus, chlorella, in addition to the chlorophyll, has 60% protein, 40 vitamins and minerals. So you're getting much more when you take chlorella for your chlorophyll. And if you weren't aware, the chemical composition of chlorophyll is virtually identical to the chemical composition of your hemoglobin. And you can go online and check this out. So the first thing to know is that chlorophyll builds your blood. So, and they've used chlorophyll for this purpose for centuries. Even as recently as World War II, if they ran out of blood for transfusions for the injured, they would give them liquid chlorophyll and they would heal just as fast as if they'd had a blood transfusion. So
wow.
The trouble is our vegetables have zero chlorophyll in them anymore,
right?
Because the soil is so damaged. My arugula goes yellow after day three. I'm sure yours does too, because there was not much chlorophyll in the first place. And chlorophyll is very important for healing your blood.
Right.
Number two, chlorophyll kills bacteria. It kills it in your mouth. It kills it in your colon. And that's a very important attribute. Another interesting thing about chlorophyll, and I'm going to show you a picture, is that it's a fat-based pigment. Spirulina has two pigments, the blue one called phycocyanin and also some chlorophyll, but chlorella only has a chlorophyll. Now, I show you this picture because I put a couple tablets, and you're welcome to do this at home, put a couple of tablets of spirulina on a plate and put some warm water in it. I tapped it for a while so it would disperse, but look at how beautifully it dispersed through the water. Then when I did the same thing with chlorophyll, it would clump. It would not disperse. It would just clump. And of course, it's just green. I did this experiment about 20 times. I couldn't figure out why the chlorophyll was not dispersing as beautifully as the blue pigment in the spirulina. And I finally found the answer, and it's online. Chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. The blue pigment in spirulina is called phycocyanin, is a water-based pigment.
Right.
So they do different things in your body. But we all know that your cell walls are made of fats. This is why you want vitamin E, vitamin D, omega-3, because your cell walls need to be kept moist with healthy fats. That will allow nutrients in and toxins out. Well, chlorophyll is one of those fats. Who knew, right? But we're not getting chlorophyll from our vegetables, so you're certainly not getting any healing properties for your cell wall. But this also helps explain to me when some people were doing maybe juice fasts. One of the things that was helping was the chlorophyll from the vegetables in the fast that were healing the cell walls. So chlorella, again, highest chlorophyll in the world, which will heal cell walls, kill bacteria, and build your blood. The main thing about chlorella, and we call ours recovery bits, is that it helps you recover your health. That's why we call them recovery bits. Again, spirulina is an energizing algae. How does it help you recover your health in addition to what I just told you? It has a hard cell wall. Spirulina has no cellulose wall. It has a hard cellulose wall that attaches to toxins, heavy metals, lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum, glyphosate, pesticide. Athletes use it because it attaches to lactic acid and chelates them, which means pulls them out.
Right.
So we are surrounded by toxins. The average adult in North America has 700 toxins in them. Even newborns have toxins in them. And our immune systems were not built to sustain that kind of toxic load. And so when you have too many toxins, your immune system's not working very well. So that's one thing. But it interferes with the communication of your cells, particularly your mitochondria. So here you are taking you're taking spirulina to nourish your body, build your mitochondria. But if there's still toxins sitting on cell walls, it's like someone has stolen your parking spot. And so even though you've got this great nutrition, it doesn't have the VIP pass to get in because the toxins are blocking the way. So see how they work together? This will pull out the toxins to allow the nutrition to get in and do what it needs to do. So, and it just is, you can't just do a cleanse once a year, once a month, once a week. You need to be doing it on a daily basis because the toxicity is causing absolute havoc for our stomach, our gut, our brain. And so we need to clean those out. This will clean out your blood within an hour and a half. Remember, spirulina gets into your system in just minutes, but chlorella, because of that hard cell wall, takes it longer. But if you want to test it out, and if you drink alcohol, drink whatever you need, and then take 30 chlorella when you're finished, either at the bar or at home. And you will be stone sober in an hour and a half, and you will never have a hangover because
really?
It gets into the blood so quickly and cleanses it out. By the way, chlorella also has the highest glutathione in the world, which is also a detoxing antioxidant, particularly for your liver. So your blood will be cleansed in an hour and a half. It takes about a week to cleanse out cells and a month to 6 months for organs. It's all about the density of the cell structure. So
that being said, would you see an effect on your ALT and AST blood markers by taking this, since it could have a positive effect on the liver?
I'm sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, because the liver has tight cell structure, it won't happen overnight. It might take a couple of months before you see. But for your blood, you know, my dream is in 10 years, every single bar in the country will be selling chlorella. I mean, we'll stop the drinking and driving situation because it works, you know. And athletes love it for the detoxing. We fuel NHL teams that have for, you know, almost 10 years. And they put, just so you know, because this is food, they put 75 spirulina in their smoothie before a game because hockey players need lots of focus and energy for those bursts on the ice. And then afterwards, they put 75 chlorella in their smoothie as a post-smoothie, game smoothie, to pull out the lactic acid and build your immune system. And again, athletes, you know that when you're pushing yourself, whether it's for a race or a competition, it's hard on your system. And so this builds your immune system because the last thing you want to do is get sick and then miss a game or a competition or whatever. So this is why I call it your health insurance. Spirulina is your nutrition insurance. This is your health insurance. Also, if you're on a team and you're traveling by bus or you're sharing rooms in a dorm or something, one of you gets sick, it goes through the entire team very, very quickly.
Yeah.
We've had parents tell us that, you know, their kids were the only kids at school, never got a cold all season. And the teachers will say, what is it that you're doing with your children? It's chlorella. So very, very much a wellness, detoxing, recovery algae. If anyone's taking chemotherapy, this will pull out excess chemo after the day after your treatment, so you're not as nauseous. It has amazing other things. It has the highest tryptophan in the world. Tryptophan is a precursor to melatonin, which helps you sleep. This won't make you sleepy. It'll just help you get into the deep sleep, so it's really great for sleep. And sleep is one of my hacks for ensuring a longevity, wellness, brain acuity, managing your weight. It's, you know, it's right in there with algae and sleep are my two go-tos for sure. Also, we don't talk about it a lot, but I do. Bowel movements. Lots of people are on medications or they're eating more processed foods or dairy, or they're not drinking enough water, or they're not moving a lot. And so they get constipated. And this relieves constipation. It's a combination of the high chlorophyll and the fiber, and it just triggers things. Spirulina does not behave that way, just chlorella. And in fact, because high protein requires a lot of water to digest, if you find if seeing any kind of constipation from taking a, you know, 75 spirulina, this is your answer. So this triggers bowel movements, also known as peristalsis. I tell people, you got to get rid of the junk in your trunk because the stuff that's sitting in your colon is stuff your body didn't want. That's where all the toxins are. And if you don't have a bowel movement, what's happening is your blood is circulating around all that junk in your trunk and circulating it again through your body. It's like having a garbage truck parked in front of your house permanently.
Right.
So you want it in and toxins out. So this, again, colon cancer is on the rise, it's particular with men, carnivores. I'm pretty sure you're constipated. So you don't have to get lectins and oxalates when you take chlorella or spirulina. Mm-hmm. You can just get the benefits from it. It's paleo-friendly, carnivore-friendly, vegan-friendly, low-carb, low-cal.
It's everything.
See what I mean? I mean, it's like the perfect child.
I do have, because I have put such a great deal and amount of time into cardiology and heart health and different aspects of cholesterol. My focus is kind of on ApoB and Lp(a) and being preventative as possible and knowing these markers. Would you find, or have you found through study or implementation, any sort of benefit in that regard?
I mean, the best thing you can do for your heart is take spirulina, algae, chlorella as well, but mostly spirulina. There are 25,000 studies documenting the nutrient I want to talk about next when we get to mitochondria health, that's at highest concentration in spirulina called superoxide dismutase, also known as SOD. 25,000 scientific studies proving SOD prevents heart disease, prevents Alzheimer's, reduces inflammation. The list is endless, but particularly heart disease. And It's a combination of things that it's doing. One is that this reduces cholesterol, which can, you know, cholesterol is actually not the bad guy that it's made out to be. Your body needs 2,000, I think it's milligrams of cholesterol every day. So eating 3 eggs a day just means your body doesn't have to make that much more cholesterol. Cholesterol is not what's causing the problem. It's inflammation in your blood vessels. And the white blood cells go in there to heal the inflammation. And so it layers up. It's sort of like, I tell people, it's sort of like sometimes on your roads, if you have a pothole, the city comes and they fill in the pothole. But then there's a lump. And then they put more stuff on top of the pothole. And there's a bigger lump. That's what's going on in your blood vessels too. So when there's damage, the white blood cells basically put a bandage on it, which closes it up. And you get enough of that going on. Finally, then your blood pressure goes up because the arteries are so narrow, and that can cause decreased access of oxygen by your heart.
Right.
So you have a heart disease, heart attack, or piece of that white layering breaks off and you have a stroke. So spirulina has and chlorella as well have nutrients that reduce the inflammation. Also, chlorella in particular has a nutrient in it called vitamin K2.
Yeah.
A lot of people know about vitamin K. It's what makes plants green, but there's this, its sister vitamin is K2.
Oh, yeah.
And almost everybody in North America is deficit in K2.
Absolutely.
And K moves excess calcium out of soft tissue like your brain and your blood vessels.
Right.
Because what happens is we're all taking calcium and we're taking D3 for absorption of calcium. And you think, oh, well, this is good. It's going to go into my bones. No, this excess calcium is going into what's called your soft tissue, your brain, your skin, your blood vessels. Arteriosclerosis, part of what's hardening, that's hardening of the arteries. Part of what's hardening is the calcium.
Yep.
So vitamin K2 moves excess calcium. There's some in spirulina, but more in chlorella. And it moves it into your bones and your teeth where it should be stored.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we don't have K2 in our diet is very interesting. It only happens starting in the 60s or 70s. Up until the 60s or 70s, there was no K2 shortage in our diet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because animals like cattle have an extra bacteria in their gut that allows them to convert K1, which is in grass or anything green, convert it into K2. So then when we were eating the grass-fed animal protein, we were getting K2. And then in the late 60s, early 70s, the farmers realized, well, if I feed my cattle corn, nothing green about corn, and I put them in enclosures, they'll get fat a lot faster and I'll make more money. So that's what happened. They took all the cattle off the pastures and started feeding them corn. And there's no K1 or K2 in corn.
No.
So they've shown that the incidence of heart disease completely mirrored the movement of cattle off the pasture and into enclosures being fed corn. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So virtually nobody, and there's great books about this. So since the 70s, almost the only place you can get K2 from food is grass-fed animal protein, a Japanese dish called natto, which is terrible tasting.
So bad.
But the Japanese love it.
Yeah.
Or algae.
Right.
Right? And you can buy a K2 supplement, but here's the thing. They make that K2 supplement from fermented chickpeas. And K2 is a very complicated vitamin. There's M4, M5, different M's. And the one that can get into your brain is the one from grass-fed animal protein. I think it's M4 and algae. So you want this have the same benefit of this K2 in your entire body. Apparently, the one that fermented chickpeas is the type that can't get into your brain. And so that we know that there's calcification of your brain, your pineal gland, pretty much everything. Kidney stones, calcification. So the algae helps move that out of there to, again, preserve your blood vessel health. And then the fact that it nourishes the superoxidismutase, because your heart is the second highest concentration of mitochondria in your body. Your brain is the first, 2 million per cell.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart has 8,000 mitochondria per cell. So when you heal your mitochondria, and we're going to talk about how spirulina does that, your brain is the first place where you'll see improvements. Your heart is number two. By the way, there's increasing science about this, and eye doctors have known about the healing properties of spirulina forever because of the superoxidismutase, because your eyes are literally the front part of your brain. They're connected. So there's a very high amount, you know, the 2 million per cell concentration of mitochondria in your eyes too. But what I wanted you to know is that there's different eye ailments. I can't remember. I don't think it's glaucoma. It's another thing. But it's early predictor of a heart attack.
Really?
And, and I experienced it, sadly, with one of my friends last year. He had some eye, I can't remember what the name of the eye disease is. And they said, you really should have that looked at. 6 months later, he was skiing, had a heart attack on the slopes and died on the spot. So I'll have to dig into that a little bit more. But the heart requires particular nutrients that protect the mitochondria. And this superoxidismutase that I'll talk about is number one. We work with a lot of heart specialists, surgeons, and they are adamant about giving this to their patients. Yeah, as a pre-surgery, post-surgery. It's medical grade food, at least ours is, not everybody's is, but yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I like you, you know, you start getting into things, there's a reason. And I, thankfully, I am the way that I am with my testing, and I had a calcium score done. I mean, and I eat perfectly the way I train and everything, and found that I had a high number of calcium. So I went and got a CT angio and had a 30% blockage, thankfully, that I caught early, because I would have never known. I mean,
That
I train and well, I have an LP little a of 330, which is genetic. So there's, you know, and I found that out through my own work. And so I have taken the liberty of putting so much effort now into educating people on this. So I have taken dives into K2. So I'm so thankful that you covered that, because you just taught me things I wasn't aware of. Now, my question to you is, because there's a lot of people that say you can't reverse calcification or take calcification out of your heart, which I think is nonsense. And I have so many great minds that have told me otherwise. Would you, and I know you can't maybe say this with certainty, but would you believe or think theoretically that that's possible to get some of that calcification reversed by using spirulina and chlorella?
The medical community knows nothing about nutrition, unfortunately. The body is an amazing piece of equipment.
Exactly.
And it is the most sophisticated piece of equipment in the universe. And if you give it what it needs and take away what it doesn't, it will heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is most people don't know what it needs. And so they're driving blind. My goal is to help people understand how the body works, particularly we'll get to the mitochondria next, so that it's not a mystery. And you can't have 25,000 studies showing the benefits of particular nutrients and wonder if it's working or not.
Exactly.
Of course it's working. When you have a sliver in your finger or cut your finger, it heals.
Right.
It heals.
Exactly.
Just because you can't see your heart doesn't mean it's not healing.
Exactly.
But you have to know what it needs to heal. And nobody's sharing that information. Certainly not the traditional medical community. And they are there for a very good reason. They do a great job on a lot of corrective situations, health situations, but we're talking prevention and correction.
Yeah. Prevention.
In the most non-evasive, natural way possible.
Right.
Because, you know, and people have said to me, you know, who's your mentor? Mother Nature. Because nothing in nature happens overnight. Seasons don't change in one day. They take months to migrate. Whatever health condition you have didn't happen overnight.
No.
It took years. The trouble is, this is why they call inflammation the silent killer, because it'll go on often for 10 years before you even have symptoms. Then the symptoms show up, whether it's brain fog or, you know, shortness of breath or whatever it is. And we're all so busy, we think, oh, well, you know, that'll go away, and then it doesn't. So then you go, I'll go to the doctor and I'll get a prescription, which dampens the symptom, but does not correct the problem. And you know, maybe, you know, that's good enough for you. It's certainly not good enough for me. I want to correct the problem.
Right.
And, but it won't happen overnight. You have to understand the problem and you have to be able to take action. People hate change. And I understand that. I have problems with it too. We all do, because we have certain things and certain expectations and, certain favorites. But don't you prefer to live and live well and live long than, you know, whatever it is that you don't want to do? You know, I would encourage, and this is why I love algae so much, because it doesn't, you don't have to give up anything, just add it.
Right.
That's it. Just
100%.
Take it. And if you swallow it, boom, it's in 2 seconds. How much work is that? And we have a discount code for you, for your listeners, but when you take the 10 tablets a day and you buy the large bag, It works out to $1 a day. Don't tell me you can't afford that. Your health, your family are worth it. $1 a day, you can't even get a third of a cup of coffee at Starbucks for that.
No.
So you know, sleep, movement, algae, and actually, I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting. Those are my four pillars for making sure you have the best opportunity to be your best.
Excellent. Well, I do want to get into the mitochondrial aspect of things. That's something I've been trying to study a lot more and, you know, discuss. So I'm wondering if you could kind of get into detail on that and, you know, be scientific with it. I want the greater understanding for everybody to really grasp all of this, and for myself too, selfishly. I mean, so that I can share it with others as well. So you take over and
okay.
Don't fill us in on that.
Okay. So first of all, those are a little wondering what exactly these mitochondria are. They're called organelles, and they're in all of your cells. And what they do is they generate cellular energy. It's called ATP. And just to put it in context for you, think of cellular energy like electricity. It keeps things working. And in an office tower, you can't do any work in your office if you don't have any lights on, right?
Nope.
So, and fortunately in an office, when the light bulbs go out, you just pick up the phone, call maintenance, and they come and replace it. Well, in your body, the lights are these things called mitochondria. They keep the lights on in your body so that your brain works. And the cellular energy is not just energy to have a great workout or run to the store. It's for everything. Neurotransmitters, breathing, thinking, walking, digestion, lymphatic system, everything in your body works because of cellular energy. The problem is, as you get older, your mitochondria die, so you have fewer of them, and the ones that are still there get damaged, so they don't work as well. And you don't have the maintenance people to call up and just replace your lights. So
right.
As you get older, and we'll talk about particularly, there's a marker at the age 40 when the wheels start to come off. And this is exactly when chronic disease kicks in, brain fog, weight gain, fatigue, especially for women, and for athletes. You know, this is when you start struggling with your workouts and not recovering as fast. It's because your mitochondria have decreased in quantity and in quality. And we're going to talk about why and what's in the algae, particularly the spirulina, that can reverse that for you. So, and even if you're not at 40, if you're 30 or 20, you want to protect your mitochondria to preserve what you have. Why?
Right.
Because as I mentioned earlier, so much of this damage, which is inflammation, it's all occurring in the mitochondria, is silent. It's going on even though you're not conscious of it. And the symptoms often don't show up for like 10 years. So we want you to preserve what you have or correct and regain what you lost. And you can do that with this particular antioxidant I'm going to talk about, called superoxide dismutase, that is in the highest concentration in spirulina in the world. But only if it's raw, because superoxide dismutase is also an enzyme. And if you expose it to high heat, like all the other algae companies do, you deactivate it. So spirulina is like the electricity, and it's not just the electricity, it's also the light bulbs. And so as you get older, your lights go out, right? Literally,
yeah,
the lights in your
right.
head, the lights in your body, there's just fewer of them. It's darker and darker, and you have less and less energy. And you think that that's life. No, it's not. It is if you don't know how to prevent or correct it. But there is no reason why you can't live long and not deteriorate. It just is, but you need to know the rules of the road. So
right.
I'm here to help you with that. So I'm going to give you a bit of a science lesson. So now that you know what mitochondria are, and to explain exactly what's going on so that you can enjoy your spirulina and know that it's going to work for you. So here's a picture of a cell. And in your cell, there's a whole bunch of stuff. That's the nucleus. But you also have these little peanut-shaped things, which are your mitochondria. Now, remember, there's 2 million of these peanut-shaped things per cell in your
wow.
brain and your eyes. Women's eggs, by the way, have 800,000. Heart has 8,000, and then muscles are 5,000 per cell. Your regular skin or fat cell has only about 1,000. The highest concentration of mitochondria are where the highest energy needs are. It takes a lot of energy to think. It takes a lot of energy to make a baby. It takes a lot of energy for your heart to pump. So that's why there's so many mitochondria in those particular organs, and then also for your muscles. We've got the cell. We've got all these little mitochondria inside the cell. Now, inside the mitochondria, and I'm going to give you another picture. It's with a bigger shot of the mitochondria. you see a bunch of other things. So inside the mitochondria, this is where that cellular energy called ATP is being produced. Now, but here's the thing that most people would never know. Your mitochondria have their own DNA. You know that nucleus I showed you before in the cell? That is where your other DNA, and there's like 22,000 of those. But your mitochondria have their own DNA, and there's only 37 of them. But the mitochondria DNA control all of your other DNA. They control all of the communication that goes on in your body. They're like the air controllers at an airport. There's not many of them, but they control everything, right? So the problem is your mitochondria DNA are located right where the ATP is. And you think, well, what's the problem with that? Well, what you don't know is that a byproduct of ATP production are free radicals. We know what free radicals are, right? They're a molecule with an unpaired electron. And so nature strives for harmony and simplicity. So that free radical will go and steal an electron from another molecule to balance itself out. Now it's unbalanced and it causes tissue damage in the process. So it steals from another one and steals another. So that's how you get damage and inflammation. But there's these things called antioxidants that have extra electrons to give away. Sort of like the kid at school who brought extra lunches for all their friends and to give them away. Okay? So we all know about antioxidants. We've heard about them for years, and blueberries are high in them, and vitamin C is an antioxidant, vitamin E is an antioxidant. But here's the problem. Your mitochondria are your only cell in your body with two membranes. There's the regular membrane on the outside that you have, the fat one I mentioned earlier, and your fat membrane is called a lipid membrane. Antioxidants can get in and out. There's little things called channels called porins that allow them in and out, but there's no channels on that inside membrane. So all of your regular antioxidants can't get in there.
Right.
There's been any athletes who have studied or read any studies about whether antioxidants improve athletic performance or longevity. The answer is no. And the reason is they've been studying the wrong antioxidants, because vitamin C and vitamin E cannot get in that. This is like the ACE unit. This is like the intensive unit at a hospital. Lockdown. No, your average antioxidant cannot get in there. There are a few that can. And the most powerful one is called superoxide dismutase. And why is it so important? Well, these antioxidants, these free radicals that are damaging. The most damaging free radical is called superoxide, and it's created in the mitochondria. And what makes it so damaging? Well, remember I said free radicals usually have one unpaired electron? Superoxide has three unpaired electrons. So it is three times as damaging. And so this antioxidant called superoxide dismutase neutralizes that free radical and turns it into harmless water and oxygen. It's sort of like having the firemen in there. They basically hose them down so it can't damage the DNA of the mitochondria, which means the mitochondria don't get damaged, which means that they can generate more energy and they can thrive. Now, the good news is your body makes this stuff called superoxide dismutase from the moment you're born. Great, right? This is why you can recover quickly from sports or illness or anything. One of the reasons, there's many other reasons, but nonetheless. But then when you hit the age 30, and certainly by the time you get to 40, your body stops making it. This is exactly when disease kicks in. This is when brain fog. This is when heart disease, cancer, diabetes, we're all fine when we're young. And then at 40, it's like the hammer came down. And I believe it's because we are no longer getting the benefits of the superoxide dismutase. To help you understand what exactly this stuff does, think of superoxide dismutase like a big golf umbrella, right? If you've ever been out on the golf course or just shopping and you've got one of those big golf umbrellas, if it pours rain, you open up your big umbrella, the rain doesn't stop, but you aren't getting wet because you've got this huge umbrella. That's what superoxide dismutase does for your mitochondria. The free radicals are always going to be a byproduct of ATP, but if you have superoxide dismutase, it's protecting your DNA from the rain of free radicals. However, by the time you're 30, that umbrella is now about the size of a totes umbrella, sort of like a city umbrella, so you're dodging raindrops. By the time you're 40, that golf umbrella is now the size of a cocktail umbrella, no longer viable. This is when your DNA gets fried with free radicals. Remember, the free radicals never stop because they're a natural byproduct of ATP. But you previously had this protection that did not cause the damage to occur. So after the age of 40, you do not have. And why 40? And why does it slow down after 30? Well, other things slow down too. Hormones, melatonin. There's lots of things your body stops making by the time of 40. And the reason is we've been on Earth for 2 million years. And biologically, we used to always die at 30. This ability of us to live to 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 is only in the last 150 years. It's a lifestyle change. But our biology has not caught up with our lifestyle. So our body slows down, thinks it's, you know, retirement time. It just slows down just about everything. Women, estrogen, people don't know this, but estrogen is actually an antioxidant. When your estrogen level drops when you go through perimenopause and menopause, you are losing the protective capability of the estrogen to protect your mitochondria. Mm-hmm. This is why you get brain fog. This is why you get fatigue. It's because the estrogen drop is causing the mitochondria to be no longer protected from that antioxidant benefit. And the double-edged sword is your mitochondria is also a precursor to creating estrogen. So as the mitochondria get damaged, it's not making as much estrogen. The estrogen drops, which means there's less protection. So you see what happens. So this is why women in particular, absolutely after 40, must be taking spirulina so we can get back the superoxidismutase, get your Gulf umbrella back, protect your DNA from all that free radical damage, and turn the lights back on. You literally feel like the lights come back on. And the first place you feel it is in your brain, because your brain has the most mitochondria. So that's sort of what's going on and why it's happening. But I'm going to give you even more science, because it's so important to me that you understand this. Because it's once you understand, it's like cooking. It's a recipe. Or if you're an athlete, you know what you need to do. You have to do legs one day and arms the next day. There's always a routine to follow to achieve your goal. So I want to go a little bit further so you have even clearer understanding of what's really going on. So back to the mitochondria and that inner membrane, okay? So this ATP production stuff actually occurs on that inner membrane itself. And see how it's all convoluted? And, you know, evolutionarily, it was so clever because when it's convoluted, you have more surface. Same with your brain. It's all wrinkles. It's because that gives you more surface. Even in your DNA, there's what's called folded proteins. So there's more surface.
Right.
So you have this folded surface on the inside. And that surface in the inner membrane is where the actual ATP is produced. So I'm going to show you how it actually happens. So here's the surface, okay, the inner membrane of the mitochondria. And there's these four little molecules embedded in the surface, okay? And there's a couple of helper molecules. One you've probably heard of called CoQ10, and yep. The other one is cytochrome C, which you've probably never heard of. Think of these molecules embedded in your mitochondria inner membrane kind of like runners in a relay race. You've all seen a relay race. You have a runner with a baton. One runner runs a certain distance, passes the baton to the next runner, who then runs a certain distance, passes it to the next one, and then they hopefully win the race. Well, instead of runners, you have these molecules. And instead of a baton, you have electrons, okay? The goal is ATP production instead of crossing the finish line. So the closer these molecules are to one another, the easier it is for them to pass the electrons.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That means you get efficiency and more electrons, more ATP being produced. And I'll talk to you in a minute about these helper molecules. However, as your mitochondria get damaged from all these free radicals that are occurring, what happens is in that inner membrane where the molecules are normally tightly beside one another so they can pass the baton, from which is basically the electrons, from one another, what happens is the mitochondria expand. Ultimately, they expand so big that they explode, which is a process called necrosis. Anyways, as the mitochondria gets damaged, they expand. Two things happen from that expansion. Now, look how far away some of those molecules are from one another. This means they can't effectively pass the electrons to one another to create that ATP. So the first thing that happens when you get mitochondria damage, decreased ATP, decreased cellular energy,
right,
which leads to fatigue, brain fog, weight gain, metabolic health issues. That's number one. You get less ATP production. Number two, When the electrons aren't being passed effectively from one molecule to the next, they don't disappear. They leak out into the rest of the mitochondria and become free radicals. This is that downward spiral that you get into. The more damage you have, the more damage you get. The more damage you have, the more damage you get. It's just, it never ends.
Right.
So I want to show you how this, what this actually looks like. Here's a picture of a real mitochondria, healthy mitochondria on one side. Here's a damaged mitochondria on the other side. See all that open space?
Yep.
That's where all that leakage has occurred and caused damage. This thing is going to get bigger and bigger and explode. Because when your mitochondria either expand and multiply through a fission or fusion, and there's a healthy way to do it and an unhealthy way. The unhealthy is called necrosis, where they basically explode because they got so big. And then all those free radicals that were in there transfer to the rest of the molecules. So though we need to find a way to stop that process, and spirulina has the superoxidismutase, it has the glutathione, it has so many other nutrients in there that get in there to heal the mitochondria and ensure also spirulina and fasting, which is the other thing I want to mention. When you're fasting or you take spirulina or chlorella, there's zero free radicals.
Right.
So not only do you have fewer free radicals being released, but you're also having the healing properties of the superoxidismutase. Now, I do want to backtrack a little bit because I did mention these two little helper molecules. One is CoQ10 and the other one is cytochrome C.
Right.
And cytochrome C, I want to talk to you a little bit, because when I say helper molecule, it helps move and speed up the process of moving the electrons from one to another. So this cytochrome C molecule, it's really cool because it's being determined by recent scientists, as the divider between life and death. So the amazing thing is that the blue pigment in spirulina, because it's not anywhere else in the universe, what it does with that cytochrome C molecule in a healthy cell, it speeds it up. It's like having a Tesla in there, making sure that this is one of the many reasons why spirulina gives you energy. It speeds up that cytochrome C molecule so you can get more ATP, so you have more energy. Life is good, right? Here's a very interesting thing. They have done studies, and you can go online, and I've got a science paper to show you one example. In an unhealthy cell, which is called a senescent cell, it's a cell that's been subdivided and it's inflammatory and doesn't have any value any longer, or in a cancer cell, the blue pigment in spirulina detects that it's an unhealthy cell, and instead of speeding up that with the cytochrome C molecule, it ejects the cytochrome C molecule, which then goes and releases something called capases that kill the cell.
Wow.
Fight that blue pigment in spirulina, which is called phycocyanin, P-H-Y-C-O-C-Y-A-N-I-N. And I want you to know how to spell that so you can go online and Google it. It has been proven to kill cancer cells. Here's one test where they put cancer cells in a petri dish, dyed them purple, 24 and added some phycocyanin. 24 hours later, cancer cells went from that to that. The chemotherapy companies use, not all of them, but some of them use phycocyanin in their treatments now, and they measure whether the cancer is being killed by the amount of cytochrome C in your bloodstream. Right? Who wants chemotherapy? Yep. Yeah, I don't think so.
No thing.
So this is why I call spirulina intelligent food, because you have to be intelligent to take it, and it knows what to do in your body. In a healthy cell, it speeds up the process of ATP production, and in an unhealthy cell, like a cancer or senescent cell, it ejects it and kills it.
Wow.
How incredible is that?
That's amazing.
If it wasn't proven in science, it would be unbelievable.
Right, of course.
And who is going to tell you that?
You.
Right. So when you said if I had to choose between one or the other, they're like my children.
Yeah.
I love them all dearly, but I would always defer to spirulina.
Yeah.
Because it has this extra benefit of the phycocyanin, which for the ATP production, the mitochondria production. And there's one more thing. I don't think I even mentioned this to you when I met you at the A4M. Because as you can see, that there are all these nutrients that are found in algae. So anyone's from the FDA, I'm not saying algae does any of this. What I am saying is that the nutrients found in algae have been proven to do certain things. And sure. Here's the kicker as well. Both that blue phycocyanin and that will has that, you know, cancer-killing capability, and the superoxide dismutase, which is proven to protect you from heart disease, Alzheimer's, both superoxide dismutase and the blue pigment are deactivated by high heat. So if you're buying the lesser quality algae at your local Target store, don't expect to get all these benefits because it's like the car with no engine in it. Mm-hmm. So you have to get either a high quality like ours, or you could get raw, like, you know, just tastes terrible. There's places like the Hippocrates Institute, which is a very well-known 50-year-old healing center in Florida, West Palm Beach, and they work with stage 3 and 4 cancer patients. They have like a 95% success rate. And one of the first things they do is give them raw spirulina. Spirulina, red light therapy, massage, meditation, and a lot of it's because of the healing properties of the blue phycocyanin, the superoxide dismutase. They use chlorella as well. But if they're using it and seeing success, and there's other anecdotal experiences, but the science is very, very convincing. So it's very amazing. But this is a lead up to about, look at all the amazing things that spirulina and chlorella do for you if you have high quality. It gets all the nutrients into the mitochondria, which are where the rubber hits the road. Mitochondrial disease, they're realizing, is the base for virtually every chronic disease. Mm-hmm. Everything comes down to. So to preserve your life and your health of yourself and your loved ones, you need to look after those mitochondria. And the easiest way to do it, particularly non-invasive from food, is with spirulina algae tablets, because you can just swallow them. You don't taste anything. But what I wanted to tell you is that it doesn't, now that I know so much after 15 years of research, it doesn't surprise me that all this is available to your mitochondria from algae, because your mitochondria evolved directly from algae. I know it's hard to believe, but the science is there, and it was discovered in the 60s by an MIT professor who was ridiculed for 10 years until it was a woman, until her peers realized she was right. So remember I mentioned that algae was the first life on Earth 4 billion years ago. It's all documented. And it was a cyanobacteria like spirulina. It showed up because it was an anaerobic cell. Before this cyanobacteria, Earth was just gas and water, no oxygen, no life. Nobody knows why this one single cell, anaerobic cell, started growing, but it did. And it released and it generated ATP and in the process released oxygen. So within a billion years, larger aerobic cells could grow, but they weren't generating ATP as well. So I can imagine the conversation between the big cell and the little cell, and the big cell says, and so the anaerobic cell, which does best with no oxygen. Now there's all this oxygen on Earth, and it's like, look what we did. We screwed up. We're having a hard time here. So the big cell basically sort of said to the little cell, hey, little guy, you come and make ATP for us, and we'll engulf you and protect you from all that oxygen, and we can coexist.
Right.
And effectively, that's what happened. So here you have your original cyanobacteria, like spirulina, gets engulfed by the bigger cell, but instead of digesting it, it coexisted, and that cyanobacteria, like spirulina, became your mitochondria. It's proven in science. It's called endosymbiotic theory. So it's no surprise to me that everything that's in algae heals your mitochondria because they're family.
I love it.
Right?
I'm so thankful that you have everything documented on paper. So it's like, you know, you can easily see the studies you put into it, but having it documented goes the extra mile for people so that they understand and see that it's there. I have one more question for you, if you don't mind. I know we've gone a long time, but I want to ask this real quick of you, because we talked, I took a ton of notes, by the way. We talked about the decline in your mitochondrial health and then the accumulation of the free radicals. Is there a test or a blood marker that people can do to see if that's occurring and see to the extent that it's occurring?
Yes. In fact, we did a small clinical trial with that, a company who does that very thing this summer. The company is called MeScreen, MeScreen. And you can go online and order their blood test. I think it's $3.99. And they have a number of markers to evaluate the health of your mitochondria. So they determine free radical production and capacity of your mitochondria. I can't remember all the lists. So we partnered with them in the summertime and did a small clinical trial with women and men over 55, because we figured that's when people are going to have some mitochondria damage. And they did the blood test first. Then we gave them spirulina every day for 30 days. They did another blood test after 7 days and another blood test after 30 days. So we actually haven't written the full paper up yet. We got the results from the first 7 days. And the gentleman who was overseeing the study, his name is Hemal Patel. He does all the research, by the way, for Dr. Joe Dispenza. He does all his brain research, right?
Yeah, yeah.
At the University of Southern California in San Diego. So, you know, pretty good, reputable lab and scientist. And his comment, and I have a quote, he said I could share this, is that the impact and the improvement in the mitochondria energy and the reduction of free radicals. The only other time he'd seen that kind of significant improvement was when he had done a clinical trial the year before with a group of people, and they were doing intermittent fasting for 90 days. After 90 days, they had similar kinds of improvements of after 7 days of spirulina. 90 days intermittent fasting got you the same results of 7 days of spirulina. Of course, the best would be doing intermittent fasting and the spirulina. So, because when you're doing intermittent fasting, what's happening is you have shortened your eating window. Two things occur when you do that. Your digestion requires 15% of your energy. So there's energy that's freed up, number one. Number two, when you're not flooding your mitochondria with carbs, and because they're ultimately, and everything gets reduced to glucose, and there's the citric cycle, and then you get into the thing I showed you, the electron transport chain. But if you're not flooding the mitochondria with all these free radicals that it has to accommodate, it can clean up. But if when you're constantly eating, and our world in America, we're constantly snacking and carb load, carbs have the highest amount of free radical damage, because they have so many that they get spilled out into that mitochondria, which causes it to expand. And then, so in the image I have, I don't know if anyone's ever seen this. There's a Lucille Ball video. You can probably see it on YouTube somewhere. I was a big fan of Lucille Ball, but she was working in a chocolate factory, and she was supposed to be putting the chocolates into the boxes, and they kept speeding up the conveyor belt, and she couldn't keep up. So she started eating the chocolates and throwing them over her shoulders, and it was just mayhem. That's what's going on in that, what I call the electron transport chain with the four little molecules. When you eat carbs, especially if you eat carbs constantly, that electron transport chain gets overloaded. It can't keep up. So more of them spill out into become free radicals, which causes more and more damage. So when you're doing intermittent fasting and you're not having that carb load, your cell and your mitochondria can clean up, can get rid of, can go through a process called autophagy, and which allows the cell and the mitochondria to be more efficient in whatever it's doing. So that's one of the healing benefits of intermittent fasting, is that it gives your mitochondria and your cells a chance to clean up. With algae, you get the same benefits of intermittent fasting, plus you get all these healing benefits, you know, because they're there. I mean, when you're doing intermittent fasting, there's no nutrients. But with the algae, especially spirulina, you get the glutathione, you get the superoxidismutase. You start healing other attributes of the mitochondria and its ability to produce and replicate, because it's not just healing the mitochondria, it's helping them replicate. So anyway, so I thought that was pretty interesting that you can take this test, and it's mescreen.com, and consumers can use it. And we used their test to evaluate the impact of spirulina. And in 7 days, we saw a pretty significant improvement.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, I know you've been overly generous with your time, and we went way longer than we said, and I'm sorry, but I appreciate it.
That's
at
okay.
the same time.
Yeah, I love sharing the knowledge, because it's taken a while to accumulate. And like I said before, what's the point of knowing something if you can't share it and give people an action plan? Because, and again, this is why I love spirulina and chlorella tablets, at least ours, so well, is that you don't have to really change anything if you don't want to.
Right.
Just add them to your routine. Whether you're an athlete, a soccer mom, you will see improvements. The science is there. Anecdotally, it's been proven through professionals. You can even go on our website. We have 50 testimonials from years ago from athletes, whether they were aerialists or skiers or hockey players or triathletes. And we don't pay them for any of those testimonials. They just volunteered to give them to us. So it works and it's incredible what it does for you, but it has to be high quality or you're not going to get the full value. And the reason, again, that you don't know about it is because it's not grown here, at least not yet, by me. And there was no incentive for anybody to inform you. It's just like a lot of things, right?
Right. Well, your website and you yourself do a really great job of putting, like, conveying information, making it understandable and showing pictures and studies. And I appreciate, like, the stuff you sent me. It was, you know, I love to study and read, so I don't mind, you know, the in-depth scientific terminology, but I love the way that you break it down and you make it very simple to understand, but yet still convey the information that we need. And it's really helpful, and you've really mastered that quality, and it's appreciated because a lot of people don't do that very well. You get the people that are too sciencey and they lose everybody, or the people that try to make it so dumbed down that nobody believes it. So you've done a tremendous job there.
Thank you. I do enjoy that because we have to do something. We're at a crisis and something has to change. I want to be, and I'm not the only one. I was just at the 4AM and I was in the Biohack Yourself movie and there were like 100 other professionals in there. And so everybody is doing their part. And there's lots of other things you can do, like red light therapy, meditation, sleep. Please get yourself some good, solid sleep. It's not selfish. By the way, I read a quote. I'm trying to think of the name of the person. They said self-care is self-care is about giving the world the best of you, not what's left of you.
Right, 100%.
And we think that sleep is selfish, and man, that's when all the juicy recoveries occur. And if you can't get that sleep, you are just cheating yourself. And you want to be your best for yourself and for your community and for your family. So sleep, algae, movement, and fasting are the four pillars that I truly can't live without and hope other people won't either.
It's all true. I can't disagree. So I know you have a coupon code to share with you, and I'll link everything in all of my descriptions, but tell people your code, tell people where to find you, how to get in touch or find your products and to get information.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our website is energybits.com, E-N-E-R-G-Y, B for boy, I, T for Tom, S for Sam, energybits.com. And we're also very active on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Our handle is @energybits. We write a blog every month. We sell, and so the discount code, sorry, is Gemelli, G-E-M-E-L-L-I. Makes sense, right? And so we have large bags with 1,000 tablets. We have really cool canisters that come with a bag inside and the really neat little opening. So you open the bag and put the tablets in there and then you shake the tablets out. You only buy a canister once and then you refill it with bags. We have single servings. So the discount code works on everything at all times. Remember, the bags are your best value. There's 1,000 tablets. If you took 10 tablets a day, they would last you 3 months and cost you $1 a day. For therapeutic effect, whether you're wanting to prevent something or correct something, or if you're an athlete wanting to compete, we do suggest the 30 tablets for better outcomes. If you're on a GLP-1, please take the spirulina. 10 to 30 a day would be great, even just 10. Protect your muscles, protect your cells structure because they're growing every day. So they need, and we call them bits because they're bits of nutrition. There's nothing else in it. It's just 100% a whole food that's been grown carefully and preserved. So you can get the best value out of it. So it's your turn to learn about algae. Other people in Asia have known about it for 60 years. Why should they be the only ones enjoying these benefits? I think it's time that here in North America, we learn about it and use it. And my goal is to help feed the world one day with it.
I really love what you do. I'm going to take it upon myself to do everything that I possibly can to get this out to everybody to see and listen to and help you with your mission as much as I possibly can as well. And that's my goal here, is to always spotlight people, but you're an exception that I'm going to go an extra mile for with everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Dylan. Thank you for everything you do. We couldn't do this without folks like you because, we're small, independent, didn't take any venture money. We're just hand to mouth, making it happen one person at a time. So like you. And so it's because our hearts are in it. And I'm going to be here for a while. Algae won't let me die.
I love it.
So thank you. Thank you for everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you more, learning from you more, and spreading this word. So everybody, thank you again. Enjoy this episode. Listen to it multiple times and learn as much as you can. And I also appreciate everybody watching. Subscribe, like, follow Catherine, and stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli and Catherine Arnston signing off.